In this week's Religion Roundup, a stream of faith runs through the world's sacred rivers. The Global Religion Team at the Associated Press explored sacred rivers around the world and the existential challenges they face. AP explored six rivers that cross the Middle East, the Pacific Northwest, New Zealand, Nepal, Nigeria, and Chile. Among them is the Jordan River, familiar to Christians and Jews from biblical stories. AP's Jesse Wardarski and adherents along the banks of the Jordan describe the role the river plays today.
The Jordan River is revered by Christians as the site of the baptism of Jesus.
I took some holy water because in my religion you use it many times throughout the year, so it's good to actually have real holy water from the source.
Many modern-day visitors immerse themselves in the sacred waters in a show of faith.
We can just simply imagine John's baptizing the believers here, waiting for the arrival of Jesus Christ.
The Lower Jordan River has suffered from decades of water diversions for agriculture and domestic use. Today, the river's annual water flow is down to just a tiny fraction of its historic levels.
The Jordan joins other sacred world rivers in facing severe challenges. In the Pacific Northwest, the Columbia River winds its way from British Columbia through the states of Washington and Oregon. The river and the bounty it provides feature prominently in Native American ceremonies and rituals. Patricia Whitefoot from the Yakima Nation says the waters are a reminder that humans weren't the first ones here.
We're taught that, you know, the animals and the fish and the birds, the mountains, the water, they were all here. And so what we do is really a gift to all of us.
Today, dams, climate change, and population growth threaten this way of life. On the Oshun River in Nigeria, illegal gold mining along the river has made its waters increasingly toxic. However, some like activist Anthony Adejuan are hopeful that the sacred river can return to a safe condition.
I'm optimistic and I believe that it is possible. The government just need to have that political will to save the iconic river.
AP journalist Deepa Bharath says the people she encountered on the project were grateful that the religious role of their rivers was no longer being overlooked.
They were thrilled that someone actually wanted to talk about their religion, because that has always been pushed to the back burner in the middle of, you know, legislation, politics, fishing rights. All those issues have taken the front seat over the years, over the decades. But when it came to religion, hasn't really seen the light of day.
You can find more about AP's six-part Sacred Rivers Project at apnews.com. I'm Walter Ratliff.